I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Early next week, U.S. and European Union officials plan to sign a deal that's going to require transatlantic airlines to submit information on all passengers coming to the U.S. Federal authorities say this passenger data is vital to fight terrorism, but the EU is worried about its privacy laws. Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us now. John, what kind of information is the U.S. demanding?
Well, it's the standard information you'd expect: date of birth, passenger number, seat assignment, but also where the ticket was bought and how, cash or credit card. And if a credit card was used, the U.S. officials want that number. And included in this data is whether the passenger requested a separate meal or any other special requirements.
So you say these are standard kinds of things. What's the EU objecting to?
There are EU privacy protection laws that prevent the release of information revealing personal health or race or religion. And many Europeans complain that that kind of information could easily be gleaned from this passenger data. The European Parliament has passed a resolution declaring the U.S. demands illegal. The parliamentarians are calling the requirements arrogant, and they've appealed the agreement to the European Court of Justice.
And what is the U.S. position on all this and this new resolution?
After 9/11, Congress passed a law requiring airlines that fly to the U.S. to provide electronic access to passenger records. And there are stiff fines for noncompliance, including a denial of landing rights. The U.S. officials say this information is going to be kept in the strictest of confidence. It's only going to be used to fight terrorism, no other reasons. And even though the database has information on special meals or special treatment for passengers, the officials here say we won't look at that. As part of the deal, the U.S. has to purge the data after 3.5 years, and the Europeans have the right to go to U.S. courts if they feel the information is being misused or is inaccurate. And the U.S. officials also point out one other benefit. They say that transferring the passenger information will speed up the visa and immigration process once the plane arrives.
John, are the Europeans going to have access to the same kind of passenger information for flights from the U.S. To European cities?
That is part of this deal, which goes into effect next week. However, so far, EU countries don't collect such passenger information. Some are considering asking for it, although they say they would ask fewer questions. For example, they don't want to know about how the ticket was paid for or the meal preferences of passengers.
Thanks very much, John. John Dimsdale reports for Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.